Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
Well, one trend that we're starting to see a lot more of is a lot of the upper-end universities now are allowing, for example, master's programs and PhDs that you can get through the Internet,
right,
but maybe only very little class time once or twice a year.
Yeah, that's you know, just a touch on or just the beginning of what could be massive changes in our schooling system. Obviously, you could get to the point where you wouldn't even need physical locations to have school. You could do everything virtually, and that would be quite a development and create incredible savings and money and buildings and all that stuff. So that could be, again, part of the foundation as the government saves more and more money on its current systems that will allow the economy to be more efficient, taxes to be lower, and so forth.
But, Glenn, can you really have an effective educational system if it's all done in a virtual environment? I really don't believe so.
I can't answer that right now. And I think, yeah, if it's on a computer screen, probably not. But, you know, with the technologies that are probably coming down the road, I was talking about this maybe about 10 years ago. I foresee the time in the next 5 or 10 years as plasma screens and that kind of technology gets really cheap that you could have an entire wall in a room with nothing but a virtual window into some other location, and it could be designed so that everyone feels like they're in the same place, but nobody's in the same place at all. So I think that's technology that would then allow you to feel like you're in a class environment, but you're actually not.